Philadelphia Independent Black Media. The views and opinions expressed by the guests, listeners, and hosts of any program on Word Radio do not necessarily reflect those of ownership, management, or advertisers of this station. This program is a rebroadcast. Please disregard all dates, times, and events given. No phone calls, please.
Welcome to Recovery Talk 101. I'm your host, Rick Ford, and you're listening to 900 AM WURD and 96.1 FM on your dial. What a great day here in the city of Philadelphia, and I'm glad to be back here in the wonderful studios of WURD. I'm going to say WURD. Hi. Word, WURD. So listen, last Saturday, a couple announcements before we get into the discussion tonight. Tonight's show was sponsored by Southwest New Stop under the leadership of Dr. Tommy Reed. And I'm sitting here with Ricky Duncan. No more.
No more.
No more.
No more.
No more.
M-O. No more.
That's right. So you can hear Ricky will be here every first Saturday of the month moving forward. But I want to talk a little bit about my trip over the last couple of weeks. I mentioned to you guys I was in Mississippi doing a training near with the Conservancy for the art place, and that was great. I want to talk a little bit more about what they call climate gentrification. I'll talk a little bit about that in the show. Then I want to talk about my trip last week up to New York City with Catherine and everybody from the city of Philadelphia, looking at parks and recreation centers in all five boroughs up in New York, in the Bronx, Manhattan, the Queens. We are so behind the ball in terms of how our parks and playgrounds look opposed to the wonderful folks up there in New York City, Central Park and all that. Even in dog parks are kind of elaborate and laid out. So kudos go out to the leadership up there. I found out that Mark Folk is residing up there working with parks up there in New York City. So, but we are doing great here. We're going to do a whole lot better in terms of how we move our parks and recreation centers along. However, because school is out now, so our kids need a safe, nurturing, healthy place to go. So I'll talk a little bit more about that in the next couple weeks. Phone lines are open here at 215-634-8065. Toll free 1-866-361-0900. You can hit us up on wordradio.com. You can download the free WURD app in your Android or iPhone. That way you can't miss this life-saving show. We do the show every Saturday right here from 6 to 7 p.m. on 900 a.m. WURD and 96.1 FM. Recovery Idol is back again, Ricky.
Yeah.
Now, we started out in South Philly there at a Yesa Banquet Hall in April. Then May, we went to Recovery Boulevard, 25th and Lehigh. Kudos go out to my good friend, brother Mel Wells. And we had a great time there. So next Saturday, June the 15th, we'll be out in the Belly of the Beast in Frankfurt at St. Mark's Church. And this one we're doing on a Saturday from 5 to 7. And all these events are free and open to the public. Free and open to the public, and we are down to 9 contestants. We started out with 23 people, and each round of the competition, we eliminated a couple of people. So now we're down to 9 great contestants. the genre of music for the third round of the competition. They're doing love songs. The first round, we just let them freestyle, Ricky.
Okay.
Then the second round of the competition, and we did in North Philly, we did what we call falling stars, people who have passed on, like Michael Jackson, Whitney Houston, Aretha Franklin, and Prince. By the way, we're going to play some Prince songs today, Dave. So Prince is, his birthday was yesterday, so I want to honor my good friend Prince. So now we're doing love songs. So I'll say it again. These events are free and open to the public. We'll see you guys this upcoming Saturday, June the 15th. St. Mark's Church is located at 4442 Frankfort Avenue. The hours, 5 to 7. So, on another note, good God Almighty, look out. The Portland, listen, Toronto Raptors are just giving it the Golden State.
Yeah, that's
Ricky.
That's real unexpected. What's going on down there?
It's time for change,
I think a statement's being made like that. Like you said, it's time for change. It's a new regime. Even though Golden State is hurt, at the end of the day, as a team, you're supposed to be able to pick up for where your guys left off at. So I think Toronto is trying to make a statement. They're trying to keep Kawhi.
They ain't trying. They making a major league statement.
That just shows you how good we are, though, because we gave them all the smoke they wanted. They won by the bounce of a ball.
Yeah.
So that tells you how good the Sixers are, man. Let's shout out to the Philadelphia 76ers.
Okay, man. So yeah, we'll be ready this upcoming year, and the Eagles are getting ready to bring things back.
They finally paid Wentz's money.
Yeah, they gave him a whole lot of money, but you know, I'm a little concerned about that because he was recently hurt. That's letting him play before we give him another contract.
No, I guess sometimes it's a business move. I don't know.
It's a business move. Okay.
It's like a shift in the
curve. So help me out with the business move from the owner of Golden State pushing my man from Philly. Was that a business move, too?
Yeah, it was a bad business move. It was a bad business. I think that's going to cost him a whole lot of money. It was a business move, but it was a bad business move.
Yeah, well, you know, he's a millionaire, so that little bit of money.
Billionaire. You know, some of that money they don't plan on paying Kevin Durant, they can give it to him.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they're going to get a lot to the NBA, too, for that.
Oh, absolutely.
He won't be sitting there maybe either.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
So there's a lot going on in the city of Philadelphia with this whole thing with kudos go out to Salomon and the initiative that he's starting down there with the stuff that's happening with the Philadelphia Police Department.
Oh.
And I'm going to talk a little bit about Bob Brady, the move Bob Brady is making. Now, think about now. I'm going to open up the phone lines and again, I just want to put this out. I want to hear your comments. Bob Brady, who is in charge of the Democratic Party, and because our girl Tracy won the seat down there at the Register Wills, Ronald Donatucci, the Register Wills office in City Hall, and he's been holding that seat for 4 decades, Ricky. Yeah. When I was doing my college work study, I was working out of Register Wills, Dave, and I would carry documents from the Register Wills at City Hall up to the State Building at Broad and Spring Garden. So he's been holding that seat for 4 decades. 40 years. 40 years he's been holding that seat. No competition, no challenges. Now Tracy Gordon, our girl, won the seat. Now Bob Brady wants to say, take away her political power and say she can't hire all the people that she want to hire. Now he wants to create a union for all the people that have been working for Donna Tucci. Boy, Bob Brady, come on, man. Stop playing.
Yeah.
It's time to sit down somewhere, man.
That's too much.
That's too much.
You're doing the most and they ain't getting nothing done.
Yeah,
so
man.
So what you think they, you know, that was, she took a lot of food off a lot of plates. That's what she took by that seat.
What are you going to think about
the same
this?
People been working
all the guys that have been working for Ronald Donna Tucci has been all like Italian people like that. So that's understandable. The flavor of the game.
So now there's about to be a new regime.
Couple
good people I know getting a job out of that deal. Like, you know, a couple good people I know getting
I'm going to have to call Tracy.
Yeah,
right, because Tracy is a good friend of mine. Tracy, if you're listening, give us a call. called. It's your boy Rick Ford.
Yeah. No more can look out for No More.
Look out for No More.
Yeah, No More's on the lookout for some dumb. Come on, look out. Yeah. They was looking out for their people. Now we get in positions, this is what we gotta do, man.
Well, that's what we're supposed to do, because that's what they've been doing.
And they means anybody but us, because we seem like the people that don't wanna do it.
Absolutely.
You know, it's not even the fact that, you know what I mean, people don't do it. People don't appreciate the people that do it. Then other people feel like they unappreciated. Then they stop doing it.
Well, you know, it's like you say, it's just us. Just us.
Yeah, because you can, and then it's again where we messed it up for everybody. You know, it's that old saying. I had a bad experience yesterday, Rick. I had to go pick up my van, right? We had a community service we did down Ford Powell today.
You know, where?
Ford Powell, down 6 of Snyder.
Ford Recreation Center.
There's a big fun day scheduled down there tomorrow. They're going to lock down from 5th and Snyder to 7th Snyder. Free food, free entertainment. It's going to be free drinks and water ice, bouncy house, the whole the works, all for the kids. Nomo's also going to be signing up for our free summer camp that we do every year.
Yeah.
Ages 8 to 13 is going to take place down there where the event is at, right there at the Ford Pound Center through a partnership with us. But we went out there, we put a lot of work in the day. We cleaned the playground out. Shout out to Moral Arts and DeJuan Packy Williams, you know, our director of program. He brought Moral Arts out. They came out. They beautified the walls.
That's
you know,
cool.
We repainted it, freshened it up, gave it a different set of light. You know, it was real nice. You know, the kids came out their bed. They could have been anywhere else. Could have stayed in their bed like everybody else. That's what I love about the No More Kids, that workforce development guys and girls.
So this event is scheduled tomorrow?
Tomorrow from 12 to 5. 600 Snyder Avenue, from 500 Snyder Avenue to 7th Snyder. It's going to be free food. We're going to be registering kids for not only just our free summer camp, which is going to be first come, first serve, you know, come down, low-income families, and we also want to be registering for a new cohort of our workforce development program, which is everybody from ages 12 to 24.
That's good.
So, I mean, we got slots available. You know, we're a resource in the community. We're trying to do what the people say they need is there. Like you said, for us, justice.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Come get some of this justice. You know what I mean? Relieve yourself, elevate your child, and enroll them. Like, we can't have children coming down there enrolling themselves. We're going to need people coming down, parents, guardians. Come down, register your child. Get them out that back room. Our doors are open, and so is the corner.
Yeah.
Not a choice.
Yeah.
The corner leads to the coroner. Just let's remember that. The corner leads to the coroner.
So that means we spend more money on the corner than we do on college.
Yeah, that's what's going on.
Yeah, so we got to change some things.
A lot of things got to be changed. But anyway, going back to that, like, I went to go pick up my car yesterday, and I supported one, and I, you know, no name, no blame. I'm not here to sabotage nobody. But I went to our peoples that was doing my car, our company van for our kids.
Yeah.
And I said, we gave them the play, gave them the car. They said, it's not ready. Come back, we got to clean it out. We come back an hour and a half later, and the car is not cleaned out of nothing. And then they had another to look at me like I was wrong, because I took them to the part of the contract from the insurance that you built me for a hazardous detail job. That means cleaning up your mess and making sure there's not no hazardous stuff laying around. But they gave me my car. Then looked at me and said, could I come back on Monday? No, you can stay a couple hours later and you can do your job.
And do what we paid you to do.
Exactly. And like I said, these people, they listening, man. You need to get a better staff, man. You got to get it together. You know what it is.
Y'all
know who y'all are.
We ain't going to put you on blast.
Get a better staff.
I hope you're listening.
Get you listening. Are we doing workforce development classes down at 5510 Woodland Avenue? Send those workers you got to get with our youth, and maybe our youth could teach them a few things.
And they'll get a job down there.
Yeah, no, they won't get a job working for us. They'll get a job learning how to work for somebody else. But we don't need that at this moment.
Wow. So Rick, that's kind of shift a little bit and talk about some of the things that are happening. And we're talking about the youth. We're talking about summer season camps, lack of jobs. And it's painful. We've been doing these shows. And I'm a little inundated with just watching too much of what's happening. Over inundated with the shootings and murders and you know, what is it that we need to do? As much as you guys are advocating to provide educational components for young guys that are, you know, out of school, walking the streets, we have to find some other ways to keep these young guys busy.
Peeling the layers back, man. We got to heal them emotionally and mentally before we try to do supply them with physical things to do, financial things to do, because we had an experience of last week of filling the steps down at the Art Museum. Shout out to that event, Fill the Steps. We went down there with Mothers United by Angels. You know, Felicia Pendleton, that great organization that she's pushing, you know, and it's against gun violence. And we had children that was there that was like, shocked, and they were traumatized from the purpose of being there. Yeah. They just knew they was going to the Rocky Steps. We told them a little background. They made some signs. You know, they did their thing. Shout out to More Art Supply. There's a lot of art supplies. So they was expressing themselves through art. You know what I mean? Art, you know what I mean? Art is a form of expression. So they had their signs and they poured it on this paper. They went there and we had people pulling us to the side, speaking, I need to speak to somebody.
Yeah.
You know, oh, I lost somebody. This is real hard on me. Oh, I lost this person. This is real hard on me. Then that's going back a little deeper. So we did something at Sankofa Charter School, another event put on by Mothers United by Angels that we supported. And these kids was raising their hands. Like they started off so aggressive. Mm-hmm. You put them in the rooms.
Yeah.
You got to put them in those rooms so they can see the cause and effect of other people.
Yeah.
So they can dig up on what they did. We even had an incident where we had a child, you know, that was affected by, they was impacted by murder within their immediate family. But they sat down with Felicia, and Felicia was explaining to them one of the events we were going to, and they said something crazy, right? And after we had the talk, come to find out, they were in not that situation, but a similar situation, but they were trying to bury the hurt. They was trying to bury the pain and make a tough exterior where I don't care about nobody now.
Well, you know, I think, you know, that's part of how we develop a defense mechanism. And that's a sad thing when you think about what's happening to our youth and how they've been desensitized and traumatized to everything that's happening. Point in case, yesterday, my good friend Slugger, his daughter was, you saw that news where the girl was in the trash can?
Oh, yeah.
And we knew her. We knew her father.
One of our mentors. That was her best friend.
Yeah, man. So, you know, we're doing some stuff to each other that really needs to kind of, you know, raise a discussion on.
Definitely.
And you said something about emotional wellness and maintaining a level of stability in terms of how we feel about ourselves.
That's why that's one of the key components in our program. We deal with workforce development as our main vision and mission in the program that we're in. But the reason why we have them doing community service and have them attending, doing marches and attending, and we got a, matter of fact, we have a shout out to the Angels Picnic that's coming up on the 27th. We having them participate 29th, and we have them participating in these things because they have to know that this can not, you don't have to always have empathy.
Yeah.
Have the sympathy first so you won't have to experience the empathy and be in these events, because that could be your mother crying over you.
Yeah, yeah.
That could be your best friend's mother crying, and some of them are immediate relations.
Yeah.
So you have to impact them by, and let them experience the impact. You got to put them there so they can at least be able to have that empathy and that sympathy before it's directly affecting them individually.
Yeah. And, you know, so we're going to take a break and come back, and phone lines are open. We want to hear what's going on in your community, in your house, in your neighborhood. You know, how do you view what's happening over the last, oh, we're at 2019, right?
Yeah.
So we in June now. So that's kind of go back and look back from the beginning of the year in terms of what you see different. Is the homicide rate getting higher, along with the opiate epidemic? This morning I'm watching Fox News and they got a guy out there with a spoon as a display. And here he's trying to make a statement about the opiate epidemic, but that's another discussion.
Man, that's a, so, you know why?
That's another discussion.
Yeah,
so
that goes back to the original thing. That's like a Brady situation.
Yeah.
Like, we got people's dying on the street every day. We got 10 people dying of gun side rules, 2 people dying of an overdose. The people that's dying of the gun side rules is 90% African American, and one of the minorities. The 2% is Caucasian.
Mm-hmm.
But these 2 to 10, they're saying this is what we got to worry about.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not saying, don't get me wrong, the opioid epidemic epidemic is epidemic. But guess what? This murder, this violence is a pandemic. We have superseded epidemics. We is at a pandemic. This thing is going to crawl way crawl. See people being murdered all over the world. You know, it got to stop at some point, and somebody got to hit the red light.
He said the red light. You're right. The other day, Wednesday, I was at the Hilton Hotel for the Mayor's Drug and Alcohol Awards dinner. And kudos go out to the recipients, all the folks who received the awards. A couple of my friends that were there receiving some awards, and I don't believe so. Kudos go out to Mike Hall from Cadenzia, winning the Lifetime Achievement Award. And there were some other people who I think, rightfully so, should have been honored and recognized for their diligence and the work that they've been doing in the field of addiction treatment and recovery. And but like anything else, Rick, when you get 500 or 600 people that are practicing recovery in a room and there's no media coverage, no publication, nobody there, no radio station, no newspaper. So how do you kill the stigma, how society perpetuates these people that we say are in recovery? Well, they cover everything else. They cover Donald Trump when he's arguing about Mexican. So, you know, it's painful to me, being a strong advocate for people in recovery, that how do we get people to get engaged and understand the significance and how important it is that when people celebrating recovery, you know, they need to have every camera in the universe at these events showing that people do recover from whatever you're recovering from. Yeah. Whether it's through substance abuse, mental health, even through gang violence or playing with guns.
Yeah.
We have to celebrate people and meet them where they are. But if we don't, but they had cameras to go down near Penn's Landing for some nonsense and some other stuff there. So
that's my
commentary. So we're going to take a break and we're going to come back here and we're going to continue having discussion with Ricky Duncan and Felicia.
Yeah, Felicia Pimlet. She'll be in next time. We'll come back.
No, we're going to ask her some stuff here. Phone lines are open, 215-634-8065. And we're praying for a safe summer for not only our kids and our elderly folks as well. We'll be right back.
This program is a rebroadcast. Please disregard all dates, times, and events given. No phone calls, please.
If you struggle with substance abuse, Southwest New Stop would love to assist you on your road to recovery. Make Southwest New Stop your next stop, your first step in treating the total spectrum of chemical dependency. Southwest New Stop Incorporated has two offices to serve you, 5616 Woodland Avenue, 215-729-2014, or 1609 North Poplar Street, 215-924-2643. Hours of operation Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., Thursday and Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. They have intensive outpatient drug and alcohol treatment services, case management services, weekly family sessions, and so much more. If you have any questions on how to get back on the road to recovery, call Southwest New Stop, 5616 Woodland Avenue, 215-729-2014, 1609 North Poplar Street, 215-924-2643. Make Southwest New Stop your next stop.
Every other time I've left rehab, I always felt terrible, like still sick. This time, with being on the buprenorphine maintenance, I felt normal again. I felt like a normal human being leaving rehab, which 30 other times I had done and it never happened.
Bup helps people stop using heroin or other opioid drugs. For help, call 888-545-2600 or go to bupworks.org.
Buprenorphine definitely works. I am proof.
For 50 years, Marikee has been a leading provider of drug and alcohol and behavioral health services to individuals and communities across the country. At Marikee Parkside Recovery in Philadelphia, we believe that people can and do recover from the disease of addiction and other disorders such as mental illness. Call us today at 1-866-647-0007. We support individuals with addictions who are also suffering with housing, employment, mental health, and other issues. Mariki Parkside Recovery offers outpatient treatment, drug-free and medication-assisted treatment, including methadone and suboxone, mobile assistance services, and much more. Let Mariki Parkside Recovery in Philadelphia help you take your life back. Call today, 1-866-647-0007, or find us at Mariki.org. At Mariki, we put our heart and soul into exceptional care and services.
Hi, I'm the First Lady of Recovery, Sheila Ford, and you're listening to Recovery Talk 101 with Rick Ford on 900 AM WURD and 96.1 FM.
This program is a rebroadcast. Please disregard all dates, times, and events given. No phone calls, please.
Baby, I'm the most. The girl is mine, and she was there. Love, baby.
Hey, we back here at 900 AM WURD, and I think I was just paying homage to Prince because yesterday was his birthday. So for all the folks that are viewing us Facebook Live, I don't know what happened there, but we're back here live at 900 AM WURD. Tonight's show is sponsored by Southwest New Stop under the leadership of Dr. Tommy Reed. I'm sitting here with my good friend Ricky Duncan from No Mo. That No Mo?
You got it. No Mo, new options, more opportunities.
No more new options and opportunities.
More.
No more.
Say, you got it. This is No Mo means a lot. So when you hear it, listen.
No more.
No.
No.
Mo.
Mo.
Like you see the back of my shirt, it says no more guns.
No more guns.
No more homicides.
No more homicides.
No more violence.
No more violence.
No more robberies.
No robberies.
No more crimes.
No crimes.
It's like a slang meaning like no more.
Oh,
but
I
you're
got
abbreviating
that.
It to no mo. And
Damn.
Then it abbreviates with the acronyms as saying new
options.
More opportunities. This is all for our youth. Cause we ain't going for no more of that other stuff. We got some new stuff for you to do.
Okay.
That's what we're doing at No Mo.
See, I got that. So yeah. You guys that are viewing and listening, y'all got that? No Mo. No Mo. So listen here. So we're sitting here to my left. And Felicia, last name?
Pendleton.
She's a regular here at 900 AM WRD. Recently, you've had a couple of events.
Yes.
So let's talk a little bit about that.
Well, one of my events is called Mothers United by Angels. It's a dinner for mothers that lost their children to homicide. I normally have this event probably a few days or a week or so before Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Because Mother's Day is a trigger day. You know, we want to give these mothers a day of serenity.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what we did. We had a live jazz band.
You guys were at 1199C, right?
Yes, 1199C, the Union Hall. We had a the food. Oh my goodness! My shout out to Charlene Pendleton, my sister.
She did the food.
She did all of the okay. food. Shout out to my sister. Chippy Pendleton. She did all of the decorating. She also has a company called Pendleton Candle Company, which is located in Willow Grove, and she does obituaries. She does free obituaries. Donations from some of the candle sales go to free obituaries for youth under the age of 21. Coming from a single parent household.
You mean she does the programming?
She does the programming.
Free for murder victims.
Free.
Yeah, yeah.
Under 21, single parent household, and there it's not just a regular obituary. It looked like a memorial booklet.
Wow.
It's colorized. It's beautiful.
Trifold.
No, it could be however they wanted to come. It could come as a actual spiral.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some of them had 3, 4, 5 pages.
Yeah.
I mean, they like little mini magazines. I mean, she really put some work in, and I'm impressed. Yeah, shout out to Chippy for that, because they're beautiful. A lot of families, that's one of the problems that they have. And, you know, back in the day, you had the jar on the corner
when
someone died, you know.
Yeah.
Now these people don't let you put it in their stores. And so some people's not really making it to the ground for maybe a week or 2 weeks due to these obstacles
of
not having insurance. You know, our black communities, you know, a lot of people, like, they can't even afford, and I'm not saying they're not smart enough to get insurance, but they literally can't afford the insurance.
Yeah,
you know, that's another bill. So people from the community and these owners, business owners, back to what we talked about in the beginning, justice, us amongst each other, for us, by us, stepping into the plate and deciding that, you know, I'm going to, since I got a way of doing it, this is how I'm going to give back.
Yeah, that's the give back.
And that's a major give back, because our murder rate is sky high.
Yeah.
It's a big give back.
Wow.
You know, and we got some funeral homes that won't let you go for a dollar.
Not a dollar.
Oh, not because, a penny.
Well, you know, it's business for those guys. And you know, I think, man, I'm not going to get into that discussion, because one of my best friends is in the funeral business, and you know, if you listen to my show, both of my good friends are in the funeral business, and they advertise with me. But again, we spend more money on caskets than on collets.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
So kudos go out to the young lady who creates and writes the obituaries and prepare the booklet and the programs for those. And she only do it for, let's say, for young folks.
ages under 21 from a single parent household. I believe she just changed her stipulations. I'm not sure what the stipulations are at the moment, but they can look her up at PendletonCandleCompany.com. Like I said, it's just easy to assist with this project just by buying a candle. She sell candles. They're handmade. You can get pictures on them. Whatever you want on a candle, she can do it. And she's located in Willow Grove Mall.
Okay. So now you mentioned that event you had for down at 1199C. And then tell me a little bit about the thing you guys did at the art museum.
Well, what we did was, it's called Fill the Steps. Yes, I've been a part of Fill the Steps since 2016, since my son was murdered. And what happens is we bring all of the families, the surviving families of murder victims. They come out and they fill the steps. It's just unified.
Yeah.
We take a big picture. Normally it's in the newspaper. You have some people, you have speakers, you come speak and things of that nature.
Did you speak?
I did speak.
Did you speak?
Yes, I did speak.
Okay. Yes, she said to be quiet, but you're not?
No, she ain't quiet. Hey, listen, they call it a little firecracker. They said, listen, sparks gonna fly when she's stepping in the room, because not out of, you know, out of passion and anger and empathy. Empathy, because one thing that I've learned from being around her and other mothers that, like, co-victims, like, you don't really have that empathy no matter how much you want to have it unless you lived it.
And that
you experience, and not when you lived it, you haven't lived it. It's not ED. It's not past tense. You're living it. I'm going to replace that word with lived. Boy, living it.
Yeah.
Because this is an everyday, ongoing thing. The triggers are unaccountable.
Yeah.
They'll go unaccounted for, and we just walk around like, you know, and it's like, it's not one of those things about you can get over. It's not a breakup of a girlfriend or a boyfriend. You know, this is a breakup of a bond of a family.
Yeah.
It's a whole different ball game. This ain't nothing you get over with a drink or two.
Yeah.
With the boys, you throw back a few beers and it's all good. We talk about it and walk away from it.
No.
It's everlasting.
Yeah.
So the importance of the awareness and the advocacy and the I'm in your face movement, like, Sean, this is the, you know, this week is wearing orange on gun violence, you know, is speak out on gun violence. I think today is the annual day, and it's going on nationally right now.
We're orange today.
Yeah, they had a march, they had a walk, and they had a nice little get together down there. Also, not just here in Philadelphia, but all over the country today.
Yeah.
And I was behind the ball. Like, I had so much scheduled for this weekend. Like I said, we got this fun day going on out 7th Snyder tomorrow. You know, that's my home, my stopping ground. That's where I breathe from, I bleed from. You know what I mean? 7th Street, shout out to my 7th Street family.
Yeah.
Bruce Baldwin and Lenny Rasul, Hargrove, brother Nate, Aaron, all them out there. They really putting a lot of effort in all the local communities to making this as a bigger, a nice event for the kids. And people don't realize how events is anti-violent too, because while they're there having fun, you don't got to worry about them being in front of somebody's gun.
Yeah, absolutely.
You see what I'm saying? So they're in a safe haven.
Yeah.
And then every year this event done grew.
Yeah.
You know, it went from 7th and Snyder to 6th and Snyder. Now it's down to 5th and Snyder. You know, they give people whole Penn's Landings.
Yeah.
They give them who they want to have it. But they say, what can I trust you with? So we got to make our community a safe haven of care, custody, and concern, and a safe place where, though, we know that, okay, well, every time you have an event, it's nice, it's peaceful. So we got to police ourselves.
Yeah.
You see, the event is free, but everybody's in charge with a responsibility.
Yeah.
Just because the event is free don't mean that it's free to the public. It's free to the children for them to have fun. But you as an adult have to take a charge in this and hold some accountability. Whereas though your charge is to make sure this is safe over here.
Absolutely.
To ban this. Because I had a bad experience when we was doing our playground. Like I said, I'm born and raised from 7th Street in South Philadelphia.
Yeah.
But I was cleaning the park with kids from all over the city. NOMO is not geographically located. We have a location, but we're not geographically located because we're mobile.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we deal with people all over the city. You know.
So fill the steps.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you do that once a year at the art museum?
Yes, once a year. Normally, Helen Ubanis, one of the Daily News reporters, she started this. And this year, She left it up to some of the youth from, I believe, Parkway High School, and we still continue to fill the steps, and
that's
I will
good.
Be filling the steps next year as well. We came out there with signs from our youth. Our youth, they're tired of it.
Yeah.
They're tired of it. They don't want it. It's affecting them so bad that some of them are afraid. The program that we have at NOMO, it's like an outlet for some of our youth, because the things that we do with them, they're like, okay, at least they're, you know, they're getting out the house. Otherwise, they'll be in the house.
Yeah.
Sheltered in a prison at a young age. Because not because their parent feels though they're not accountable or responsible, because they're scared.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'd rather keep my child sheltered in the house than to get them out there. So they love our program. Like,
yes.
It says, Channel 6, we were out the other day celebrating in our air festivities, and they called the phone. They said, where you at? We want to tell you, you know, let these kids know where's NOMO going to be.
Yeah.
And that's when we came down, met up with you down 33rd time.
Yeah.
Let them see the beautiful things that you're doing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Outside of them thousand hats that you wear. I don't know where you get all them heads from, but you know, but we went down there and we let them know, like, listen, they know our doors are open. It's a safe haven and we're not in one lane.
Yeah.
Because when you do cultivational things and you decide that you're going to cultivate a youth, you start, like I said, by pulling the layers back and getting to the mental aspect, you know, and start them around there. Then as you cultivate them through moral development, you got to be able to give them those life skills.
Yeah.
Those
yeah.
workforce developments, those mentors.
Yeah.
Those, you know, because mentoring is a big part too. You know what I mean?
That's a major part, but you know, and for the record, we need more mentors. We need true mentors. We need role models, real role models. Not a guy that's on the corner hustling.
Exactly.
Not a guy that's.
But he is a role model, whether we like it or not.
Well,
he's not a role model in a good sense of form, but these kids have to see this. So you got to put something in front of their eyes that's better than what he's doing. Or show them that, listen, he might have that Benz, but so do Rick Ford. But guess what? Rick Ford did it without dope. Shout out to Warren Upchurch with his shirts that he got out right now.
Yeah.
That says, did it without dope.
Did it without dope.
Did it without dope.
Bitch. That's right.
Yeah, did it without dope. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And I think that shirt was a remarkable saying. And it's like, that's what we put on our Career Cafe days on Fridays. Every Friday, like we always invite you, it's always open to invite to you. But I know your schedule limited to what it can do.
But next Friday,
Career Cafe. We do it every Friday, 56. We do it 5616 at Southwest New Stop.
I'm coming.
Community, anybody from the community and their family, their youth, we don't limit it just to our youth. They can bring all the families and friends.
Now, what time y'all usually do that?
Around four, it usually takes place around five, between 5 and 7. What we do is we get somebody that look like them, that's been successful, that's been through all this trial, tribulation, and struggle that they may not been through,
mm-hmm.
but may have gone through and may come upcoming to,
yeah.
to know that you can overcome these obstacles and be successful. Then at the end of it, when it's all said and done, we feed them a full course meal, because we know everybody's not in position to have that big Sunday dinner no more. So we make sure we got the mac and cheese, the collard green, the sweet potato. Beans,
mm-hmm.
you know,
I'm getting
the dessert, the sodas, the juices. We get these
today. We coming
people.
Out there.
We know
next
that.
Friday.
Yeah, this is what we do.
Address
man.
Again.
Career Cafe.
Hold up, where my
friend
at?
New Stop.
What's the address
every
again?
Every Friday, 5 to 7.
Address.
5616 Southwest New Stop. Every Friday.
At the building.
In the building. Yeah, in the building. Dr. Tyree.
Doors.
And he lets it goes down. Like every week, like I said. Guaranteed a meal. Bring your kids out, because we ain't going to put nobody in front of them. They got to go through Felicia first. And she got a vicious
yes.
interview process.
Yes,
sorry,
I
Dad. I know who you are.
Yes.
You need on paper.
But I still have to.
You got to go through the process. The reason why we do that is why we do it. Felicia, tell them why we do it.
Well, as adults, we have to be responsible about who we bring in front of our youth.
Yeah.
We can't just put anyone in front of our youth because we see you on social media. Because we don't know if that's who you really are.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to come with some substance before we put you in front of our youth.
Absolutely.
So,
I agree with that 100%.
So it's not a job interview to be hired, but it's a job interview to present yourself in front of our youth.
Yeah.
Because we want nothing but examples in Roma. I can't have my youth, you coming up there saying one thing, and they come to like you. They go on your social media mm-hmm. site, and you up there throwing gang signs up your middle finger. You got a crazy rap song out. And now they're like, yo, this your man? Like,
right.
judged by the company.
You want him in here?
This is who you want me to follow?
Yeah.
Because in real life now, kids don't follow you on the streets. They follow you through social media. So we do, our first level due diligence is when you sign up, first of all, you go through Miss Pendleton, you know what I mean? She takes you over the phone interview.
Yes.
Then she asks for a face-to-face interview.
Yes.
But before you even get the chance to get the face-to-face interview, which you want to know your social media sites and meaning while we're talking.
Yeah.
You ain't going to be straightening out later. What's the, can you give it to us? And we there. We're looking at who you really are.
Yeah.
Because some people, you know, they decide that they don't want it. They don't give the world who they got. They, these pages, they get on social media. Now they're living their real life, fake life, whatever they want to call it.
Yeah.
But then you want to talk to my youth. Like, yeah. What can you tell them about? Their action. They're visual.
Yeah.
They need to see what you're talking about. Yeah. And if you give out anything other than what you're giving them, they recognize you.
They will expose
away.
You. They expose you, man.
They expose then they gonna expose me because like this is who you. This is your
you
man.
Bring in front of you.
In front of me.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, we can't have people just going around there. You know, it's not about just I'm going to. Everybody wants to talk to
and,
you.
And more than anything else, the streets talk. So
yes, they do.
I don't care if you use social media or not. If you go somewhere and present yourself as somebody, and if somebody knows you, the streets. If I rob the bank in the next 20 minutes. They'll know exactly who I am and where I'm at because the streets talk.
You can't pretend for the people that really know you in real life.
Yeah,
yeah.
So look, we're going to take our final break and we're going to set things down here. We're going to come back and wrap it up with Ricky Duncan and Miss Pendleton, right?
Yes.
Felicia?
Yes.
Yeah. I like that whole thing about fill the steps.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I want to make sure we kind of support that next year.
Yeah, you know, okay. We got a big picnic coming up, too. We'll talk about that when we come back.
Okay, we'll be right back.
If you struggle with substance abuse, Southwest New Stop would love to assist you on your road to recovery. Make Southwest New Stop your next stop, your first step in treating the total spectrum of chemical dependency. Southwest New Stop Incorporated has two offices to serve you, 5616 Woodland Avenue, 215-729-2014, or 1609 North Poplar Street, 215-924-2643. Hours of operation Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., Thursday and Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. They have intensive outpatient drug and alcohol treatment services, case management services, weekly family sessions, and so much more. If you have any questions on how to get back on the road to recovery, call Southwest New Stop, 5616 Woodland Avenue, 215-729-2014, 1609 North Poplar Street, 215-924-2643. Make Southwest New Stop your next stop. For 50 years, Marikee has been a leading provider of drug and alcohol and behavioral health services to individuals and communities across the country. At Marikee Parkside Recovery in Philadelphia, we believe that people can and do recover from the disease of addiction and other disorders such as mental illness. Call us today at 1-866-647-0007. We support individuals with addictions who are also suffering with housing, employment, mental health, and other issues. Marikee Parkside Recovery offers outpatient treatment, drug-free and medication-assisted treatment including methadone and suboxone, mobile assistance services, and much more. Let Marikee Parkside Recovery in Philadelphia help you take your life back. Call today 1-866-647-0007 or find us at marikee.org. At Marikee, we put our heart and soul into exceptional care and services.
Every other time I've left rehab, I always felt terrible, like still sick. This time, with being on the buprenorphine maintenance, I felt normal again. I felt like a normal human being leaving rehab, which 30 other times I had done and had never happened.
Bup helps people stop using heroin or other opioid drugs. For help, call 888-545-2600 or go to bupworks.org.
Buprenorphine definitely works. I am proof.
New Way of Life Home Care, we provide extraordinary services for you and your loved ones while putting jobs back into the community. If you or someone you know is taking care of a loved one and wish to be compensated, we offer holiday pay, weekly pay, competitive pay, and health insurance. We advocate for our clients, offer in-house training to provide the most efficient, skilled, and compassionate care. We care about meeting your needs. Our goal is to keep clients safe and comfortable in the privacy of their own homes. We have an on-site registered nurse with an open door policy. At New Way of Life, we treat each individual just like family. Feel free to contact us at 215-763-7077. Staff is available 24 hours a day. No worries, no stress. We provide the best. God bless.
Hi, this is Billy Paul, and you're listening to Recovery Talk 101 with my main man, Rick Ford, on WURD 900 AM.
Back here at 900 AM, Philly Sound, Dexter Went South, Life on Mars. It's one of my classics, Ricky.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's always good when you got Philly music in your ears.
Hey, you gotta love Philly music. You love Philly, that's what we known for, that music. People don't really know. They think it's the boxing. It's really the music.
Yeah, that's right,
really,
bro.
The music, man. Yeah. It's really the music.
So I don't know what else is going on, Rick. You guys got some things going on.
Yeah, we got a few things. Like I said, our major thing is our new cohort coming up with our collaboration with Philly Works with our youth workforce development contract that we have.
Mm-hmm.
We're signing up youth today and every day from Monday through Thursday from 2 p.m. to 6 o'clock p.m. We're signing youth up. We got limited spots available for our 12 to 24 youth workforce development program. The address is 5510 Woodland Avenue, Philadelphia, PA 19143. You can reach us on email through info@nomofoundation.org. You can follow us on Instagram at @nomo_PAFACT. You can also reach us through telephone, 267-787-5879. And if none of that's working for you, follow us on our website at www.nomofoundation.org. Tomorrow we'll be signing people up for our free summer camp.
Mm-hmm.
This is a collaboration with the PAL Center. So our free summer camp will be signing up tomorrow for kids age 8 to 13. First come, first serve, low income family, priority on residence. Meaning if you're in the area and we guarantee your child is going to be there, we know that you take priority. And one thing I got to, we mean you talked about, Rick, ain't nothing free. What we need from you is your child is free. But we need parents' participation. You got to make these meetings. You got to be there. You got to play your part.
Yes.
Make sure you can do what they need you to do.
Indeed.
And we're going to do what we came there to do.
Yeah.
You know, what date was that again? The 28th? 29th. We're going to be doing the Angel Picnic, a good gun violence awareness. You know, today we just, again, we shout out to all my youth that came out. Shout out to Moral Arts for coming out, beautifying the city. You know, down my neighborhood, 7th and Snyder, that we painted today. We cleaned up the whole neighborhood from 5th and Snyder to 7th and Snyder. We did the parks.
That's
shout
cool.
out to Parks and Rec.
We did the park.
We cleaned up all the weeds, got the glass up, got the old drug vials and bottles and stuff sitting around. So our kids can have a safe place to go that they can call and feel safe, that they can call home for them a couple minutes.
Yeah, that's great.
You know, let them enjoy themselves. So we'll be down there tomorrow, and we'll also be signing up for the workforce development when we're down there tomorrow at 6th and Snyder. We'll be there from 12 to 3. Get down there. Don't call us. There's no special privileges. I don't care who you know, who you don't know, and who you thought you know, and how we used to be like that.
Yeah. Listen,
you got to be down there.
Yeah, show up.
Show up, show out, enjoy the festivities. They got a big event scheduled down there. They got free food, entertainment, free drinks, ward ice, moon bounce, game trucks, you name it, is down there. Enjoy your day, man. Have a carnival in your hood, you know, in your neighborhood. You know what I mean? Be a neighbor in your hood and come out and enjoy a fun, safe, non-violent, non-drama time. Use that time to come out and be stress-free.
Yeah. So, no, man, it's good. You know, Ricky, it's always good to see you and Ms. Pendleton, the work that you guys, when I say you guys, the work that y'all are doing for our youth and the community, not only in South Philly, West Philadelphia, North Philadelphia, everywhere you guys go, man, you guys are really putting your boots on the ground, getting the work done. So I commend
it's
you.
It's a team, man. Shout outs to Big Snoop, Big Warren Upchurch, Big Snoop,
Dewine
Packy Williams. They couldn't make it today. They out there doing the work. Dewine's been out there working all day. Warren's out there working all night.
Yeah.
So these guys was a little burnt out. They couldn't make it today.
Yeah.
Other staff members, Wawa, you know, shout out to
Anita,
you know, all the youth workforce development, and of course, all my children. I love you, Mom. I love you, Grandpa, all my family, the brothers I left behind. If you know, if it's the love's there, it don't goes nowhere, you know.
Yeah.
So I forgot you don't charge it to my head, charge it to my heart.
Yeah.
I mean, don't charge it to my heart, charge it to my head. Yeah. I'm a little tired.
So, you know, my final words have always been, love someone because someone needs to love you back, to my wonderful wife who's pursuing her another master's degree, and to my daughter Sierra and Quadia, to my grandkids Sierra and Samir, and all the millions of folks that support what we do here, Word and Recovery. And I'm a little tired. It's been a lot going on, traveling New York, Mississippi. I'm going on home and kind of lay down and rest and be home in a safe environment with my wife.
I ain't gonna lie to you. We might be getting on a plane when we leave here. I gotta get away.
So we want to thank our producer Dave for holding things down, and all the folks. Hey, Lloyd, we at Lloyd. So now listen, you guys want to go to Jamaica, Antigua. Now I'm going to ask, whatever you do, I'm telling people don't go to Punta Cana, because y'all know what the hell is happening in Punta Cana right now. Dave, where we going, Dave? Where we going, Lloyd?
We're going all over the Caribbean, man. Jamaica, Trinidad, Barbados, St. Vincent and the Grenadines, the Bahamas, Bermuda, Cayman Islands, Virgin Islands, everywhere. New music and news and information.
So don't change that dial. That's our good friend Lloyd Cummings. He'll be with you guys in about 2 minutes. You want to hear all that stuff, that great music? Just close your eyes if you're walking, driving at home. Stay tuned. Lloyd's coming to you next. Until next week, peace, and I'm out of here.
See y'all next month.
All right.
Hi, this is John.
Hi, this is Juanita, owners of JD's Auto Body and Painting. We're located at 6300 Wayne Avenue, right there at the intersection of Wayne and Washington Lane.
We really like to thank all you Word listeners for the support that you've given our business, and we really hope to see you in the future.
JD, tell them about our products and services we have.
We have a new state-of-the-art paint shop along with our body shop and detail shop. We can help you with the dents and scratches from the winter season.
Come to JD's Auto Body and Painting. Come on out and check us out. We're still honoring that Word 10% discount. Give us a call, 215-848-5949. Again, 215-848-5949.
Thanks again for supporting our business. We really appreciate you.
See you at JD's Auto Body and Painting.
Word Radio and Love Now Media celebrate 11 days of love stories by honoring acts of love that paid it forward. Dr. Lucille Ijoy is a motivational speaker, family therapist, and author.
Dr. Lucille Ijoy is exploring the concept of
acts of love and what this means in reference to what kind of love is it when someone says, I love you. Indeed, this could mean one of the many ways to love a person. I want to explore philia love, which means an awesome, trusted, beautiful friendship love of family or friends. Philia is a Greek word. Remember the city of Philadelphia, brotherly, sisterly love. Throughout my life, I have been blessed with mountains of philia love. An example would be my Uncle Bill, who put $1 a week under an old lamp on the dining room table so I could take piano lessons when I was 10 years old. This was 77 years ago. I have never forgotten this act of kindness, this philia love. And to this day, I always give money or verbal encouragement to budding musicians to help them take singing or instrumental lessons. All things shall pass away under the sky. Music alone shall live, never to die. Thank you to my ancestor Uncle Bill for good memories. You never know what an authentic love like philia love can do for an individual, a family, a community, a nation, a world. Remember, philia, random acts of love. Pass it on. Teach the children. Teach the children. Teach the
children. Love stories, because love fuels the world. Share your love story at